It's time for an hour like none other, the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, featuring God's prophet, Bishop Abiola Idowu of Crepa Worldwide. Prepare to be blessed, informed, and empowered to go to a higher level in your life with the revelation of the truth and the power of God's Word. The most powerful technology available is the Word of God. At Crepa, many have experienced wonders and incredible testimonies continue in the lives of the people. Join us now and start living the life that God has purposed for you. Welcome to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment broadcast. I'm your host, Yolanda Hooper, and we have an extraordinary program planned for you today. We are the Destiny Fulfillment team of Crepa Worldwide, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway here in Jacksonville, Florida. And we're delighted to have you with us for this Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, the program designed to bring the very best out of you and put you in charge of your circumstance, your situation, and your life. We have a mandate from heaven by God to rule and have dominion over all things here on earth as graced by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God in the name of Jesus. It's time now to listen and receive the true revelation of God's Word that will absolutely eliminate your struggle, your frustration and oppression, cancel sickness and disease, and bring you into a life of joy, peace, prosperity, and righteousness through Christ. God's servant, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of Crepa Worldwide, brings you the word of life in the name of Jesus. It's time for the word of the living God with Bishop Dr. Abiola Idowu.
Praise the Lord. I'm so excited to be with you again tonight on the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, the program that is designed to bring the best out of you. Let me tell you, you are God's best. In fact, when God finished everything about you, He looked at you and He said, you are very good.
That's right.
There is nobody on this earth that need and have authority to say you are bad or you are feared.
That's right.
If God say you are good, that is good.
That's right.
I'm telling you, there is a sign of approval from heaven over your destiny. And that shows me you are born a success. You are sent here, deployed from heaven to be an agent of God on the earth. And that gives me a joy in my heart to share the word of God with you today, because that God determined to do with your life can only come to physical manifestation by the word of the living God. And I believe that so many people are struggling with faith because they don't know what God says. The moment you know what God says concerning you, faith grows. Now, tonight, I'm going to open the book to you. I want you to release your faith. Get yourself ready for a change. God's word don't come just to encourage us. God's word comes to change us. I've told you many times, the essence of God speaking to us is not to give us information, is to create a new thing in our lives. And before we go into the word tonight, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much. In the name of Jesus, we appreciate you for the price paid on the cross of Calvary. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for making us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you because of the success that is attached to our lives. Receive all our praise in Jesus' name. As the word comes tonight, Lord Jesus, let me speak like the oracle of the living God. Change life, Lord Jesus, by your word. Turn destiny around. Establish your people. Thank you for miracle signs and wonders that is going to testify to the word tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to welcome everyone one more time to this Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. From anywhere you are watching us from on the planet today, I declare you are blessed and you are favored, and goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, one thing I've discovered is that even when you decide to hear the word of God, God is excited about you.
That's right.
Because you're already showing Him that is important in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and tonight I'll continue our series, Living a Successful Life.
Right.
Now, if you want to live a successful life, you need to know what it takes. Being a Christian does not mean you're going to be successful. Now, speaking in tongues is not equal to wealth and prosperity and sound health. There are things you need to know so that your destiny will shine. The Bible says you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. So if you are born again and you don't know the truth, you are still in bondage. And I have seen a lot of believers, good Christians, they love God with all their heart, but they are in bondage because they don't know the truth. Now I want you to listen to this very carefully, because God's mind and his counsel for your life is to be successful. In fact, the Bible said he said in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse number 13, the Bible said, the Lord God of heaven will lift you up above all the nations of the earth. Mm-hmm. So as far as God is concerned, you are not even programmed to be under at all. In fact, you are not even programmed to be in the middle.
That's right.
You are supposed. Let me say, the world puts it clear. They said the middle class. We are not middle class. We are high class.
Amen.
You understand what I'm talking about? Now, if you don't know what the world says, you won't be able to plug yourself into that. You will listen to what the world says and put yourself in their class. Listen, the world already sized you up. They already determined the way they want you to write. And they put a cap. And the majority of people don't remove the cap, because they are not dealing with God based upon his word. Now, it is natural for a natural man to live in fear, because fear is the culture of the devil, is the culture of the world. Now, let me tell you this. Anything that they add fear with sells fast.
That's right. Yes. That's right. That's right.
Whatever it is. Now, because this world, this planet is governed by the one that is called fear himself, the devil.
The devil, yes.
In fact, he told Jesus, he said, if you bow to me, I'll give you everything, because it's been given to me. Now, the truth of the matter is that resurrection took it away from him.
That's right. That's
and
right.
You need to That's know right. that he doesn't have the right over your life as a child of God. So because of culture, tradition, and wrong concept that we learn from the fallen state of man, we've been put under the jurisdiction of fear if we are not walking in the light of God's word. Now, God is not having it in his plan that his children will be sick, oppressed, frustrated, and lack joy and peace. That is not his plan. We saw the intention of God. When he set everything up, he said, man should dominate, man should subdue, and man should be fruitful and multiply. Now, we are to live a life of victory all the days of our life in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
And that is why he said in 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 4, he said, he that is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, until the word of God becomes a manual for living, you will begin to be a victim in the hand of the devil.
That's right.
That's the way it is. Now, you say, when you buy a product, the first thing you want to, if you don't want to waste your time, and it happened to almost every one of us, we buy a product, we just quickly want to plug it and put it on because we want to enjoy what we bought. Then after some time, we discover that the thing is not working well. You say, what's wrong with this product? Nothing is wrong with the product. You don't just read the manual. Now, I have seen a lot of people, they want to be successful in life. They don't read the owner's manual. Somebody sent you here. You are not here on your own. Now, so you need to read the manual, which is the word of God. And as we have been talking, we discovered that this word you need to be in charge. You need to be in charge. And we saw from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, it said, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, this is a message we can preach for the whole year. Now, listen to this. Remember, we are talking about this last week, and I said, now, there are three things that we need to see from this scripture. Number one is knowledge. Number two is number one is imaginations. Number two is knowledge. Number three is thoughts. Those three things determine how far you can go in life. If you don't have the knowledge of the truth, it will affect you. If your imagination is porous, the enemy takes care of you. Right. Now, if you don't have God's thought in your heart, you begin to have problems. Remember, right. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23, verse 7.
That's right.
So, and we concluded that a man's life is determined by his thinking.
That's right.
If you don't want to stink, you have to think.
That's That's right.
Now, if you are sinking, check your thinking. That's the way it goes. Now, and I discovered that when you are thinking in line with the word of God, you live a different kind of life.
That's right.
Now, watch this. Watch this. The fact that you are born again, the fact that you are a child of God, does not mean that you are thinking like God.
That's right.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
You have to learn how to think well.
That's right.
Let me show you this. I have discovered that it takes responsibility on the part of every believer to renew their mind.
That's right.
God will renew your mind for you.
That's right.
He will show you what to do. It's your responsibility to learn it and to apply it. Let me show you this. We didn't know differences in color. Mm-hmm. In color of a thing from heaven. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a child when he's born, he said, this blue, this black. No. He said, oh, yeah, this. I mean, I've met people that they are so versed in colors. They will tell you this one is deep blue. This one is sky blue. This one, I mean, they know all kinds of blue. And by the time they tell you all the number of blue that is available, you'll be shocked because you only know two.
That's right.
Now they didn't bring it from heaven. They learn it.
They learn it.
Now, and by the time they learn it, they begin to be expert in the area of their learning. The same thing. You cannot change the way you think. We all came with a defect thinking.
That's right.
It's so defective. Mm. Because that is the, I mean, it's not your fault. That's the way you are raised.
Mm. Yes. Amen.
Mm. We are born with it.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
And if you are going to change what you are born with, you have to learn something different.
Mm.
Thinking is not, I mean, thinking like God is not cheap, but it's easy.
Yeah.
See, can I say that one again?
Yes, sir.
Thinking like God is not cheap, but it's easy.
That's right.
Because if it is not easy, God will not say you can do it.
Right.
He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
That's right.
So there is nothing that comes from him that is difficult, but it's not cheap. Now, if you want to change your thinking, now we were talking last week about how can people, change their thinking and all that.
Sure.
And I discovered that if you want to change your thinking and start thinking like God, it's easy. Because we all learn what we do by three ways.
Mm.
Number one, by association.
Yes.
The people you associate with determine the way you see things.
Yes.
There are things that you now believe and is part of your life. You learn it from the kind of people you relate with. You understand what I'm saying? Now, another thing, the scripture says, he that walk with the wise shall be wise. The companion of fools shall be destroyed. Now, you just need to live with fool for some time. You'll be an expert in foolishness. That's it. And that's it. Now, we learn it by association. We learn it by observation. We change the way we think by observing things. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, the human brain is so sharp and magnetic that wherever, when you get into a place, you begin to see things. Mm-hmm. In fact, when you leave the place, it's already in your brain.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stick there.
Mm-hmm.
Observation, you get it. By observation, you can affect the way you think. Then teaching. And that's why you see some people, they say, I'm an engineer. Oh, okay, now I am a scientist. I'm a doctor. I'm a teacher. I'm a nurse. I'm whatever. I'm an accountant. Now, they all came into that through what they learned.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw that these three components determine our thinking. And if you base your life on the word of God, based upon association, observation, and teaching, you will change your life forever.
That's right.
Listen to this. I have discovered that the life of Saul changed because of the people he was relating with.
That's right.
And they said, is Saul also among the prophet?
Mm-hmm.
Why? He was prophesying.
Yes.
Now, that means in association, there is anointing that comes upon you that gives you a kind of strength to behave the way the right people are behaving.
Amen. Yes, sir.
If I just say, okay, I don't want to lose my friend, everybody is going down, but you don't want to leave them. Mm. Everybody goes down with
that's
you.
Right, that's right.
Now, if you want to rise, you begin to walk with the people that are rising.
Man, that's right.
That's it.
And I have discovered that a lot of people are not changing their life because they stick to that old ways and they don't want to change it.
Yes.
Now, I cannot imagine somebody that is addicted to smoke, to cigarette, addicted to drinking and all that, and all your friends around you are drinking, and you say you are praying. Praying for what? That God should deliver you? No, you are praying that you should be in bondage.
That's right.
Because you have to change your association first.
That's right.
Now, if somebody is successful in business, whatever he's doing, it's my responsibility to associate myself with that person so that I can learn from the person.
Right.
And I have discovered that there are things that people don't say that you just observe from them and then they become part of your life. I don't know whether you are getting what I'm talking
yes,
about.
Sir, yes, sir, yes.
Now, I have discovered that sight is so strong and he is the educator of the mind.
Mm.
Now, when you expose your mind to right word, let me say it again, right word. Because I have seen people say, but he read the, I mean, this person, he read the word, he speaks the word, but it's not the right word.
That's right.
And you can be killing yourself and be thinking, at least after all, I'm a child of God.
Mm.
Because you are exposing your mind to wrong things. Let me show you the way it is. This how thought works. By association, observation, and teaching, you are putting on your mind a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we reason in pictures.
That's right.
We hear word,
that's right.
But we reason in pictures.
Yeah,
let me tell you this. Oh, Sister Tina, I have a beautiful dog at home. He's black and big. I didn't say more than that. Inside of your mind, you're already picturing how big is this dog. Oh, if he says he's big, it's not too. maybe this. I mean, he says he's big, it's not Chihuahua. Maybe he's an Australian dog. Maybe he's a German dog. Now, I just said one thing.
That's right.
And then the picture is there.
Yeah,
now, the right. Same thing. That's why. There is no way you'll be hearing the right word and your faith will not develop.
That's right.
There is no way. Because when you keep on hearing it, the picture is painted in your mind.
That's right.
And the essence of that is God wants the picture to be painted in your mind so that it can affect the way you speak.
That's right.
Now, because God wants you to speak like him.
Mm-hmm.
So your thought determines your word.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just think, if I can confess the word. Now, they are confessing the word, but there is no picture in their mind. So, you see, when you declare the word that you don't have his picture, when the enemy want to attack that word, there is nothing you want to fall back on.
That's right.
It's like, well, I'm just saying what they are saying, as you say. Take, for example, the scripture says, if you are Christ, you are Abraham's seed, and you are here according to the promise. Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. Now, when you begin to look at that word and the picture of the fact that I am Abraham's seed, you begin to see yourself as Isaac.
That's right.
You begin to see yourself as Jacob.
Mm.
You begin to see yourself as Christ.
That's right.
Because those are Abraham's seed.
That's right.
Now,
that's
if I'm Abraham's seed, then no matter how many Philistines that stand against me, I can't be stopped.
Amen. That's right.
You see picture right now.
Yes,
you are putting that picture and you discover that there is nothing that Abraham and his seed does that fails.
That's right.
Now, so no matter the pressure that is coming around you, you begin to see a picture because you already sent a boundary around your mind and you can keep off what you don't want in your mind.
That's right.
Peter said this one in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13. He said, wherefore, guard up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, we saw from that scripture that anyone can control his mind.
That's right.
Yes.
If what is coming to your mind, you don't want it, set a boundary.
There you go.
Mm.
A lot of people just say physical boundary. Send a mind boundary. A lot of people that go into error, they go into sin, they go into this and that, is because there is no boundary when the thought comes.
Mm.
There is no man that doesn't think. When I say man, I'm talking about human. There is no human being that doesn't think. Now, when those things comes, and when those thoughts comes, and there is a boundary, I'm telling you, when it gets to that boundary, it drops off. Because you already tell yourself, no. You can do that. You can do that. Now, that is where self-discipline comes in, because you are dwelling in the world. I know that there is no way you can discipline yourself by yourself if you are not having the help of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And that is why when you allow the Holy Spirit to help you, He will. Right. Because many times when the Holy Spirit said, you can go there. Everybody just said, well, we have to be in that place. You can't go to that club right now. You are now a child of God. He said it, but you said, well, just once. This time, after this one, I won't go again. Now, you're already standing against your boundary.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about? Now, I've never seen anybody that alcohol get into your mouth and the bottle just jump from the shelf. And he just said, today you will drink me. No, I'm not drinking you. You will drink me. And before you know it, the bottle just slam you on the ground and it put itself in your mouth. No! You didn't set the boundary. The Bible said this is how wine does. He said he beckoned to you. He said, and the food goes into it and drink it. And when he gets in, he bites like Adam.
That's right.
So it's not the devil. He's not the devil. It's lack of boundaries. Set boundaries. And you can, when you work with the people that are setting boundaries, I'm telling you, you begin to set yours.
That's right.
That's what happened to the disciples.
That's right.
They were walking with Jesus. These guys were not perfect people before they came to Jesus. Now, and they were rubbing with Jesus, and before they knew it, they began to behave like him.
That's right.
Can you just see the way David was reasoning? He said, when he saw Goliath, he said, don't let anybody be afraid about this guy, we'll kill him.
That's right.
They said, you will kill him, you small boy. Have you ever been to battle? He said, I will kill this guy the way I killed the lion and I killed the bear.
That's right.
Because the same God that helped me to kill the lion and the bear will take this guy down. Yeah. Now, he even said, today I will cut off your head. And he doesn't have a sword in his hand. Why? He was thinking by the covenant.
That's right.
Let's start thinking by the covenant. Now, listen to this. Take God's word and let the word of God paint a picture in your mind. The Bible told us about the word of God as a seed. There are too many seeds in the scripture that you can take and plant. Just take it, plant it in your mind. Now, I told you that's why I said meditation is very powerful. You plant those words in your mind, and then before you know it, you begin to say, there are people that have been around me that now they know that they can't just talk nonsense because I will talk. And you can't just be saying, how are you doing today? I'm hanging in there. I just say, where are you hanging? And they begin to change the way they talk. And somebody said, well, I don't really mean it. You don't mean it. I know, but the devil meant it. Everything that you say, the devil is looking for a way to come in.
That's right.
So take the seed of God's word and plant it in your heart. Begin to live by that word. Now, when you plant it, it will determine the way you speak. He said in Psalm 138 verse 8, he said, the Lord will perfect that concerns me. Now, that means everything about you, it doesn't matter how caved the thing look like right now. God said, I'm going to perfect it. That means you can rest assured that he that sits upon the throne is able to fix everything. Now, when failure becomes a part of your life, it is contrary to what God is saying concerning you. Let me give you this scripture. Because if you can think right, I'm telling you, you will live right. Now, I saw this scripture some years ago and it changed my life. I saw it as the litmus paper or the gauge to measure my thinking. And when my thoughts are not in line with this scripture, I delete it. Watch this. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, He said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Now, I just added something in from the news. They says, some people died of this and that, blah, 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 blah. And the enemy began to bring that to your mind. Hey, we have to be very, very careful. Now, is that true? You get that? Is that true according to God? Is that true by God? Because what is said concerning him is that 1,000 will fall on your side, 10,000 by your side. He shall not come near you. So where some of the thought and fear that is governing people's life do not even pass number one test. Is that true? Or if I get there, they will not take me because they don't want to see my face. Is that true? I've tried everything and I'm not making an edge. I'm not moving forward. Is that true? Now, if it is not true, tell yourself out. God didn't say. He said, whatsoever things are honest, what is happening around you, is it honest? Can God back this up? You know God won't back lies.
That's right. Never.
Everybody in the family is having it. It's the sickness of the family. Are you honest with that? Can you stand before God and say, God, in our family, this is what you are doing? You see, he doesn't pass. He said, whatsoever things are just. Is this just? Why should I be punished for what I don't know nothing about? Satan, are you just to touch my children? Is this just? So you discover that when you put it before the word, you see something will drop on their own. He said, whatsoever things are pure. Now those thoughts, are they pure? If they are not pure, don't go ahead. Just delete it. Now you know how to delete stuff, you know. You know how to delete stuff from your computer. Bam. Now delete it from, if you don't know what to say, just I delete it in Jesus' name.
Bam. That's right.
He said, whatsoever things are lovely. That's when right. You begin to hate people, you don't want to see their face because they hurt you so bad and you don't want to forgive. Is it lovely? No. Can you just tell Jesus and say, Jesus Christ, this is the way you behave and I'm imitating you. Is it lovely? Wow. We said whatsoever thing is of a good report. Now, I know most especially with the social media and all that, there are so many things that are not good report that people have imbibed into their system and they believed it. What I'm hearing, is it a good report?
That's right.
Is it bringing virtue? Is it praise to the name of the Lord? Right. If it doesn't pass this test, delete it. Yes. I refuse to meditate on what is not pure.
Amen.
I refuse to meditate on what is not just. I refuse to accept what is not honest, what is not of good report. When you come into that, you are changing your thinking.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah. And when your thought is affected, your light will begin to shine. Tonight, I just give you this teaching. Because I know you have come into a place whereby it is impossible for you to fail anymore. It is impossible for you to be a victim in the hand of the devil. That addiction can be broken. Now, I'm telling you, that situation can change. Just expose it to Jesus. Let Jesus Christ take it over. You are not going to die in that situation. You are not going to be a victim anymore. And I'm going to pray for you right now. I want you to release your faith as we pray. Father, we thank you so much in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise for the life of your people. Thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercy. Thank you for your glory. The word has been spoken. And I know that the word is looking for a place to fulfill itself. My God and my King, I speak to the life of these wonderful people. Every area of thought that has kept them captive, I break that power right now in the name of Jesus. Ability to submit themselves to the word of God. Ability to look into the word and take the seed of the word of God, planting it inside their hearts to live the life God designed for their destiny. Lord, I release it upon them in the name of Jesus. Receive grace to prosper. Receive grace to move forward. Receive grace to break forth on every side in the mighty name of Jesus. And I take authority over every sickness, over every pain, over every disease. I come against everything that is contrary to the will of God in your body. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind them right now and I cast them out in the name of Jesus. Receive your breakthrough. Receive your healing. Receive your peace and joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the enemy has put on your path as a blockage, I remove them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for hearing me. To you be glory and praise forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And if you have been listening to me tonight and you have not given your life to Jesus, you need to come to the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Life begins when you come to Christ. Amen. Because he has so much for you. The inheritance is all there. And it's yours with your name on it. And you can only get it through him. And the only thing he's asking you to do is to accept him, to let him come into your heart and walk his plan through you. And you can just say this prayer with me tonight. And a new beginning will start in your life. Why don't you just say this prayer? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks for loving me so much. Thank you for writing my name in the book of life. From today, I give my life to you. Write my name in the book of life. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Can you just see that one now? Amen. You are now a child of God. Amen. The glory of God is upon your life. And God is turning things around for you. But tomorrow's service, you just have to be there.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm telling you, God wants to do the unusual in your life and change your story permanently. I cannot wait. It's going to be heaven on the earth.
Thank
Praise
you.
The Lord.
Thank
Praise
you.
The Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you for that word. Thank
Praise
you for
Lord.
That word.
Praise the Lord.
We thank you so much, Bishop, for that wonderful word. Wow. We are greatly blessed. And I just thank the Lord for the opportunity to be here because where the word of the King is, there is power. You know, you spoke about great things, things that have held people back. You know, it is the wrong confession that defeats people's heart. It brings failure.
Oh, yeah.
Because it starts with the thoughts.
Yeah.
What you think is what you are. Yeah. That is what you are bringing to our understanding. Okay. You know, you said something. You said, thinking like God is not cheap.
Oh, yeah.
But it is easy. But it is easy.
Easy. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. It is easy. And here is where the easy part comes in. Pastor Clarence, he said, associate with the right people. Observe one. By connecting that's with the right place.
Yeah. Two.
And then teaching.
That's right.
So we thank the Lord for
Praise
it.
The Lord.
You know, we want to thank our listening audience. We want you to know that we value you. This is an opportunity. We want to thank the Lord for your life. We thank you for tuning in and to listening to Dr. Abiola Idiwu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. And this is the Fulfillment Team. We are from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. And we are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway here in Jacksonville. And so we are asking you, if you have been blessed by what you hear, we are inviting you to our services tomorrow. There's two services, by the way. We have an 8 o'clock service and we have a 10 o'clock service. You don't want to miss any of these services. We can pick you up. All you need to do is call 904-646-8210. You know, let me introduce the Fulfillment Team to you. You just heard our Father in the Lord, Dr. Abiola Idewu. He just gave you a word that came with power. And we also have Pastor Clarence here.
Good evening, good evening. Praise the Lord. I'm just so glad to be in the house of the Lord this evening. Thank you so very much, Pastor Christian.
Yes, sir. We are still missing Sister Yolanda, but we know she is going to join us next week.
So we
thank the Lord for her. But you know, Sister Tina, I want to introduce Sister Tina. I know she have a question, but you know, as you're going to ask your question, I just want to thank the Lord for your life. You are listening to Sister Tina. Say a word to the
thank you everyone for joining us tonight.
Amen.
Happy that you're here.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. So when we're talking about changing our mind or renewing our mind, it's not easy. Well, maybe for people that have not grown up in the church and instruction, and it's even thought that it takes 21 days to change a habit. But when you do, when you come to the church and you around people that, you know, that can support you mm-hmm. and help you with your path,
right.
Then a lot of things change in your life.
That's it.
Right. When you're praying that, you know, divine helpers and destiny helpers will come into your life and things will open up and change. Yeah. And that is what you, can you just elaborate on that a little bit? When you start, when things start working and you have your boundaries and you're growing in God's word.
Yes.
We want to hear the answer to that question. But, you know, we are going to a short break and we will be right back. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9, New Living Translation says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything. Proverbs 11, 24 also, New Living Translation says, give freely and become more wealthy. Here are some examples of people who gave. In Genesis 14 verse 18 to 20, Abraham gave to King and High Priest Melchizedek a tenth of everything. In Mark chapter 12 verse 41 to 44, the poor widow presents two mites, the whole of our possession, at the temple. But the greatest sacrifice of giving is God himself. He gave his only son. In doing so, he left us with a true example of what it means to give. He asked us to sacrifice as an act of worship before him. And when we obey, we are blessed. You have an opportunity to be a blessing to yourself. Text now the word give and be blessed to this number 73256, and you'll be a blessing to this program by giving in. There's few prompts that will come up when you text give and be blessed. It will give you an opportunity to plant a seed. You can also use Cash App by using the $CREPA. Or we want you to bring your contributions to this program in person. Join us for our worship services. We have three services. On Wednesdays, there's a 7 p.m. service. There's also two services on Sunday, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Come to 7171 Arlington Expressway with your giving. And you can reach me, Pastor Christian, Pastor Clarence, Sister Yolanda, Sister Tina, or any one of us will be happy to welcome you in Crepo. Please text give and be blessed to 73256. Welcome back. This is the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, and you are listening to Dr. Abiola Idewu and the Fulfillment Team from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at Jacksonville, 7171 Arlington Expressway is our physical address. You know, before the break, Sister Tina asked a great question. And she said, when you come in the life of the kingdom, you know, she mentioned something that's very important. She said, sir, it takes 21 days to change a habit. But, you know, when you come in the ministry in the kingdom of God and you get support, things happen, begin to happen in your life.
Yeah.
We want to hear the answer to that question.
Yeah.
And the question now is, what do you do? How do you accommodate these changes?
You see, there is nobody that is having a testimony in one area of their life that is not excited about it. Maybe an addiction or a situation. And when you come to the knowledge of the truth and God began to walk in you, then you are so excited. The problem is, the moment people get some changes in their life, they stop doing what brought the changes. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, you can use that. Okay, somebody said, okay, in 21 days, you change. Now, if you do something in 21 days and you change and you stop it, you go back to where you're coming from.
That's right. That's right.
Because you are learning another habit.
Right. Yes.
Now, my take is, if I have done something in 21 days and it changes me, I want to continue it.
Yes.
And God himself will help you. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, what I've discovered is there are too many proud people that see their weakness and they said, it's part of me. There's nothing I can do about it.
Wow.
Now, do you know that I said something the other time? Stop putting yourself in people's shoe. Mm. It's their shoe, not yours. Leave their shoe alone.
That's right. That's right.
Face your life.
That's right. That's right.
You see, I'm going through it because, and they have so many excuses and so many blame game. Why this is not this, and stop that.
Right.
It's not going to help you.
Right.
Now, as far as God is concerned, your destiny is you first.
That's right. That's right.
Because it is when you are able to stand that you can help people up.
That's right.
Now, if you are not standing and you are trying to help people that are down, they pull you down.
That's right. That's
and that
right.
is why when you get support and everything, when you come to church and God is helping you, stay connected. Just stay connected. Don't, you see, and don't ever think that when you are making some changes, some people will clap for you.
No, some people are there to discourage you.
Now, the devil will sponsor some people to make you feel so mad. And you are the one that knows where you are going. You are not even going to let what they are saying affect you at all. Because I used to say something. I said, if where I'm going excites me, there is nothing you are saying that will make me feel bad. You are not even going to where I'm going.
Right.
So
that's right.
Yeah.
Why should I just drop from the car because you are going somewhere else? I know where I'm going, so I keep on going. So when people say some things that are supposed to discourage you, just get a bag, put their insult inside the bag. When you get to the top, they are coming back to lean before you and to ask you for help. But if you listen to them, they take you to where they are going.
Stay connected. That's what he said. Stay connected.
Yeah.
You know, if you are listening, Jesus said the same thing in John chapter 15, verse 17. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. That means you are staying connected that way. Pastor Clarence, we are blessed.
Wow, yes, we are.
We are blessed. I'll turn this over to you.
Bishop, I just thank you again, sir, for the word that you brought. You bring knowledge, you bring understanding, and you thank bring you. Wisdom to this here. You know, living a successful life, that's the title that we have today. And, you know, being a Christian doesn't make you successful, Bishop. That's what you said also.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you said some things like, you know, fear. You know, the biggest thing that's driving the world today is fear. But understanding the scriptures, what you were saying is like, you know, there's a saying that we say about fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real.
Yeah.
That's what fear is. You know, there's evidence against the truth. But as you were saying in Philippians 4, 6 and 7 there, Philippians 4, 8, it says that, you know, the things that you should think on, you know, things that are pure, things that are lovely, things that are just, you know, things that are righteous, you know, like that. So, you know, the world doesn't think on those things, Bishop.
No.
You know, they thinking on the things like you talked about social media. They get their truth from social media and they take it and they run with. You know, for our listening audience out there today, Bishop, my question is, you know, you said we have to determine how we think.
Yes.
Okay. And the only way to do that is through the Word of God.
That's it.
And for people that are going through so much today in this world, how do they connect to this Word of God? You know, and you said something about association.
Yeah.
You know, and I said something earlier to a guy that I ministered to on the phone today. Yeah, I told him, if you're the sharpest knife in that drawer, you need to get out of that drawer and find some knife sharper than you. Talking about association.
Mm.
If you're the brightest light in the ceiling, you need to come down from that ceiling and get into a ceiling where the lights are brighter than you. We're talking about association here. Help our audience understand what association means when it comes to the Word of God.
Mm. Praise the Lord. Now, we are created for relationship.
Exactly.
You cannot be an island. you can't succeed being alone.
That's right.
Now, and in the kingdom of God, God wants every one of us to relate as body of Christ.
Amen.
Now look at you guys.
Yes, sir.
Now you are my body.
Amen.
I feel so free. I feel so happy when I see you around me.
Amen.
Now I can relate with you. I can talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm teaching you some things.
Yes.
But guess what?
Yes.
I'm learning from you also.
We're learning from you, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
see, because there's something you just say, okay, that's it. I put it inside my spiritual archive.
Mm.
You know, it's part of me now.
Yeah.
Now, watch this. A lot of people, the problem they have is what they don't desire, they still think on it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Why should you think on what you don't desire?
That's true. That's right.
Because it's a what if it happened to me? I need to know how to undo it.
Mm.
Hey,
right.
That is a dangerous way
that's
to
right.
live.
Right.
That is why Philippians chapter 4, mm-hmm. verse 8 is not working for them.
Amen. Mm.
Because when those things comes, you need to ask yourself, friend, mm-hmm. is this just?
That's right.
Is it true?
Amen.
Is it of a good report?
Mm-hmm.
If it is not a good report, you delete it the
That's
moment
right.
the thought comes.
Amen.
Because the thought will come.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, but you have every right. That's why God gave you power over
mm-hmm.
your mind
Amen.
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just think, okay, if I can make up my mind. You've been making up your mind all this while it's not working. Yeah,
true.
But you can
That's
depend
true.
Upon the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You can depend upon your meditating on
mm-hmm.
the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, the thought we go down completely
right.
and a fresh thought, like I said the other
yes.
time, go to the word with the mind of getting the seed to plant
mm.
in your mind.
Mm.
And when you get the seed of the word of God, plant it
mm.
and
Amen.
Be committed to it.
Amen.
And before you know it, it becomes your lifestyle.
Amen.
Nobody can ever tell you that they got a spiritual strength overnight. No. It is continuous practice,
yes,
continuous
sir.
Practice. I told people, I said, now people think, you made that. I said, I used to be a victim of fear.
Mm-hmm.
They said, eh? You have ever? I said, yes. I didn't jump from heaven. No. I used to be a victim of fear. And even when I was born again, when I started preaching the gospel, the fear was still there. One day I said, I fasted and I prayed and I said, Lord, you are asking me to go and pray the gospel and you, this fear is dealing with me. What do I do? And the Lord said, if you want to overcome fear, it's not going to come because you are fasting and praying.
Mm.
He said, go into my word and get the truth.
Amen.
And that was it.
Wow. Yes.
And if I know where the devil lives right now, I will go there and slap him.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you.
Awesome.
You know, he said, delete the wrong thoughts.
That's it.
You know, he gives us this verse all the time. He says, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, casting down imagination. That's your process to delete.
Mm-hmm.
Casting down imagination. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
That's right.
Bring it into captivity. Bring it down. That's the way to delete. So we thank you.
Yes.
We are going right into a break. We will be right back.
Christ Resurrection Power Assembly invites you to their worship service tomorrow. There are two worship services, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly is located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, call area code 904-646-8210. There's also a midweek Bible study, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. But don't miss tomorrow's worship services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly.
You know, in the kingdom of God, God being the king expects people who are in his kingdom to enjoy his benefits. If you want to receive, you give as a process of you receiving, because we believe strongly the word of God in Luke chapter 6 verse 38 says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Now, this is an opportunity for someone that is listening to this to be able to key into this verse. Plant a seed now. We want you to pick up your phone, text this word, give and be blessed. One word, to 73256. 73256. If you want to send Cash App, the $CREPA is our username for CREPA. The $CREPA. You can mail your seed to 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211. Finally, we invite you to our worship service tomorrow. There are two services, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Bring your seed with you in person. Ask for either Pastor Christian, Pastor Clarence, or Sister Yolanda.
Welcome back. This is the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idewu and the Fulfillment Team from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, and we want to invite you to our worship service tomorrow. Please join us tomorrow. We have two services. We have an 8 o'clock service and we have a 10 o'clock service. If you are an early riser, you can join our 8 o'clock service. And if you want to sleep in a little bit and wake up late, join us at the 10 o'clock service. If you need a ride, we will certainly pick you up. Call 904-646-8210. Sir, we have a testimony from the church, and we want to just play this testimony right now.
I thank my Heavenly Father that He is such a great God, a mighty God, and I thank God that He allows me to hear His voice. So a few years ago, the Lord allowed me to write a skit, and the skit was called The Diary of an Unwed Mother. So 10 years later, He wrote a book through me, and the book was called The Diary of an Unwed Mother, and it's If Only I Listened to My Mother, Volume 1. And then later on, he gave me Volume 2, A New Beginning. So later on, he gave me Volume 3, The Unwed Daddy Game. So all of those three were published with no problem. But when I got ready, I sent the other one to the publisher, Volume 4. So the publisher emailed me that it was published, but the printer did not want to print it. So I was a little bit distraught. So I came to CREPA that Sunday, and I saw Pastor Laura. And I said, Pastor, I'm going through something with my book. Could you pray for me? So she asked me, you know, what the situation. She prayed for me, and I thank God that Monday, I got an email from my publisher, and he said, it's a go. They're going to print it, and you will receive the copies on Wednesday. So Wednesday, I received the copy for Volume 4, The Diary of an Unwed Mother, Unplanned and Unwanted, but Sent by God. So I owe God all the praise, all the glory, and I thank God for Pastor Laura, who prayed for me, and thank God that He does hear and answer prayers. Hallelujah.
Wow. What a testimony. Mm. Now, God's word comes to her. She believed the word, and that was approved. Now, listen. Anytime you release your faith to the word of God, it brings testimonies of miracles into your life. I don't know what I've been kept away from you.
That's right.
By the authority that is in the name of Jesus, the answers are released now in the mighty name of Jesus. Your days of shame are over.
That's
your
right.
Days of reproaches are over.
Right.
God will open mighty doors of breakthrough for you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank
Praise
you.
The Lord.
Thank
Praise
you.
The Lord.
Thank you.
Mm.
You know, we live a life of dominion and CREPA.
Amen.
You know, when we hear the word becomes flesh.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we manifest that word.
Yes.
In our actual life. So we want to encourage you. Connect with CREPA. CREPA is here to bless you. It has been blessing generations, and we are part of this generation that is blessing now. But I'll take you over to Pastor Clarence now. Pastor Clarence, what do we have going on in CREPA this week?
We have our Sunday services tomorrow. We want to invite everyone tomorrow morning. We have two services. We have one at 8 a.m. and we have one at 10 a.m. And we also want you to know, if you need a ride, we will get you. The number to call is 904-646-8210. 904-646-8210. Also, we want you to know that we will get you. We want to make sure that we pick you up in the morning, okay? So just give us a call. We will be there.
Thank you so much, Pastor Clarence, for that announcement. You know, sir, Crepper has been changing lives in this town. This program has been on the air for over 5 years.
Yes.
And
Amen.
People have been blessed. You know, before the pandemic, lives have been changed.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, lives have been changed. Life has still been changed.
Right.
And
right.
We are here to testify that every Sunday, something new is happening.
That's it.
And as a matter of fact, the church is growing.
Mm.
We have grown in this the time of this pandemic than ever before.
Ever before.
Ever before.
More.
I am
ever
telling
before.
You that we come to church on Sundays. I mean, the pews and the chairs are full.
Yeah.
I mean, these are new people coming with hunger for the word of God.
Word of God.
And this tells us that, you know, God is doing a new thing.
New thing.
Yeah. He said, will you not know it?
Mm-hmm.
So we know something is happening. So give us an understanding, because tomorrow we are expecting a new thing, sir.
Yeah.
So tell us what to expect tomorrow's service.
Praise the Lord. Now listen, this is our covenant. I mean, this is our month of divine lifting. In other words, God wants to change your status. Now listen, people have depended on people to help them. Now, God is saying, I'm going to step in.
That's right.
And this tomorrow service is our covenant day of, it's my turn to rise.
Mm-hmm.
It's my turn to rise. It doesn't matter where you are at the back. Maybe people don't even recognize you at all. Maybe situation has kept you under the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good news for you. This service tomorrow, heaven is open. Mm-hmm. And the Lord is saying to you, tomorrow service is your turn to rise. You become unstoppable. The power of God will rest over your life. The story will change completely. And you will be a star to watch. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You do not want to miss tomorrow's service. But by the way, the Commission of Christ Resurrection Power Assembly is a commission that is loaded with programs meant to give you the ability, the power to move you from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light.
Amen.
During the week, there are several programs I'm going to announce to you now that you can connect with Crepper that will bless you. You know, because we believe the revelation of the word of God eliminates struggles.
Mm.
It eliminates sickness.
Mm.
It eliminates diseases.
Amen.
It brings you the ability for you to stand against the devil that brings frustration.
Right.
He makes you have the power over oppression. And that is what the word does. So our Father in the Lord, he has been a servant of the Lord that God is using to bring series of programs. On Tuesdays, there is the Hour of Dominion that comes at 6 p.m. We want you to connect to that program, because if you are suffering from sickness, if you are under any bondage one way or the other, this program is meant to give you joy. It's meant to bring you breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
It's every Tuesday at 6 p.m. You can connect to it on YouTube. You just search on YouTube for the Dominion Network. It comes on our channel. And also, if you are connected to Facebook, you can view this program on Facebook as well. It's facebook.com/Crepa, C-R-E-P-A. You'll be able to connect to that program every Tuesday at 6 p.m. But if you want to connect to a life-changing experience, join us tomorrow.
Mm.
Tomorrow, there is two services.
Mm-hmm.
As you heard from my Father in the Lord, you want to be part of this movement. Crepper is a movement.
That's right.
You will be picked up. If you need a ride, there is a chance for us to pick you up. We will pick you up at the first service or the second service.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is call 646-8210. But, sir, I'm afraid we are out of time to today's program. And we have been blessed. Sister Tina,
man.
Pastor Clarence.
Yes.
We are so blessed that we are thankful. But until next week, remember, Jesus is alive.
If you need prayer, you can still call 904-646-8210. and one of the Crepper prayer counselors will be happy to pray with you over the phone.
This has been the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment broadcast with Bishop Abiola Idowu of Crepper Worldwide, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway in Jacksonville, Florida. We invite you to join us for any of our powerful weekly services on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. For more information or if you need a ride, call us at 904-646-8210 and we'll pick you up. Join us right here on Praise 107.9 or the Christ Resurrection Power Assembly Facebook page on next Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment.